65, 07, 09. Part, side one, continuation. Do you have a word which means being shaken?
Tatolohu.
Again?
Tatolohu.
What does that mean?
I'm shaking. I'm
shaking. I'm shaking?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you just say to shake?
Tolohu.
What is a to?
Shaking.
Tolohu.
Tolohu.
What does that mean again?
Tolohu.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Shaking.
Shaking. Who is shaking? Any?
Tatola, me, I'm shaking.
I'm shaking. How would you say he is shaking?
Tolohu. Me went tolohu.
When you had the ladders that went up, you know, and that hole in the roof that people used to come down, what was that called?
Oh, Intopal.
What is it?
Oh, Intopal.
And more than one? Wouldn't be one.
Oh, that's all. Just one.
You say, I'm sitting.
Ta e.
Again?
Ta e. All
right. How'd you say, I'm coming?
Ta e he. Ta e he.
Okay. How'd you say, I'm not sitting?
Tia e.
Again?
Tia e.
I am not sitting? How would you say, I didn't come?
T-I-A-P-U. T-I-A-P-U.
What is the poo on the end?
I didn't come.
Okay. We have the word for shoulder, so we will put that. Do you have a word for a shoulder blade? That bone?
E-V-H-A-L-A-M-A.
Again?
E-V-H-A-L-A-M-A.
And more than one?
E-V-H-A-L-A-N-A.
You have a word which means play, such as games, for games, you know.
Piano.
Mm-hmm. Would you say, I am playing?
He is playing?
He is playing? Okay, I play? I will play? I will not play. What is the word for a game?
I don't know that.
You don't know. Something like Anna.
It's no. Just playing, yeah.
It's playing. Okay. How would you say it has been played? What is the word for sitting? Just sitting.
Ta'e.
Means I am sitting.
I am sitting.
The word for cherry. What is that?
Fruit.
Fruit. Again?
P-A-N.
More than one?
P-A-N, the same.
Same. Okay. Can you say, well, how would you say a fruit tree?
P-A-L-A-M.
Fruit tree. And more than one?
P-A-L-A-N.
Okay. How How about a choke cherry?
And
more than one?
And
same? Can you just say
same.
One choke cherry?
And
you wouldn't say them all on that, would you?
Went and and
what is that?
One.
One. Okay. You have to say one. Word for collarbone. This bone here.
Kawama.
More than
Kawane.
How would you say I am driving?
The Earl Ho.
Do you have a word for a ride?
What?
A ride, like one gets a ride in the car.
The whole chahu.
Means?
They take him.
Again?
The whole chahu.
Means they are taking you.
They are taking
me. That means a ride then.
Ride, yeah.
Okay. Can you say just to drive?
The Earlu.
Means?
I'm driving.
I'd just say, I told him to come down. I'm trying to get come down.
The omen to chicke.
What does the chicke mean at the end?
Say come down.
Come down. And the first part?
I told him.
Again?
The omen to chicke.
Again?
The omen to chicke.
And what part of that is toad?
How's that?
What part of that is toad? Muffler?
I don't know.
Okay. A leaf? A tree?
Na-o-em.
And more than one?
Na-o-em.
Means that it is a leaf?
Yes.
Can you just say leaf without
leaf.
The first part of it?
Yes.
How would you say that?
Na-o-em.
How would you say to get tall or long?
Tilly.
Huh?
Tilly.
And what does that mean?
Tall.
Just tall.
Tall, yeah.
How would you say he's reaching it? To reach. He's reaching.
Anyone Tawehu.
Again?
Anyone Tawehu. Tawehu.
Alright. Can you say he is laughing?
Anabiahu.
I am laughing?
Anabiahu.
Can you say being like a boy, boyish? Boy being like, would you say that, being boyish, being like a boy?
Oh, chun.
What?
Oh, chun.
What is a chun?
Boy.
Boy. How would you say he's getting taller?
Not here, I deal it, Yahoo.
Again?
Not here, I deal it, Yahoo.
How is that in Indian? What does that mean?
He's getting tall.
Mm-hmm. Would you say the same about growing up? He is growing up. How would you say he is growing up?
Not here, I owe who.
How is that?
Not here, I owe who.
What does that mean?
He's growing very fast.
He's growing very fast. Okay. What is the word for a boy?
Ochun.
Again?
Ochun.
More than one?
Ochun.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long would you use this term for a boy? When would you stop calling him a boy?
He's
gets married.
Soon, then.
Then he's a man.
Yeah.
What would you call a branch of a tree?
Oh, a tree.
And more than one?
Oh, a tree.
Gasoline from Spanish or from English?
Bien.
What?
Ah, bien.
What is that?
Burning water.
Oh, is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Mm. Again?
Ah, bien.
What part of that is burning?
Bien.
What is the word for a rooster?
Lelo soon.
Chicken man.
Chicken man.
All right. The word for a rug or a carpet?
Pimo.
What is it?
Pimo.
And more than one?
Pin.
Okay. How would you say early in the morning?
Heulon.
What?
Heulon.
Excuse me. How would you just say morning?
And do you say, how do you say tomorrow?
Tuna.
And how do you say yesterday?
Hoje.
How?
Hoje.
But early in the morning is?
Heavlo.
Could you say tomorrow morning?
Tuna
tukke. Tomorrow morning. Yeah. How would you say until tomorrow?
Wecho machen.
Again?
Wecho machen.
What does that mean?
Why wecho machen? I mean day after tomorrow.
Day after tomorrow.
Can you say quickly or faster?
Malpo.
How?
Malern.
What does that mean?
Fast.
Fast. It's different things. Can you say right away or in a hurry or quickly?
Genata malern. Genata.
How does that mean? What's the first part mean?
In a hurry.
In a hurry? How would you say slow?
Piasai.
Huh?
Piasai.
I'm getting a lot of these that are not cognate.
And fast? How do you say fast?
Chiller.
Chiller.
Okay. If someone is talking to you and you want to answer to recognize that they're talking to you, like yes or something like that, how would you say? How? Do women say something different? Do they say the same?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they used to talk long time ago, old time, but they don't use it anymore.
They don't use it anymore.
Yeah, the ladies.
Do the ladies have other words that were different too?
Yeah, they were different.
What else would they say that would be different from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they have other expressions too that
yes.
were different? Such as, can you think of any?
Peñón.
What was that?
A lady. No different whether it's a girl or married lady. Peñón, just so she was a lady.
Let's see, how should we end? For saying, if you're going to grow fruits or vegetables in the garden to raise them, how would you say it? I'm growing something.
Takahu.
Huh?
Takahu.
What's the other word? How do you say pick something up or lift it up?
Tihiachehu.
Do you have a word like hiache in or something like meaning lifting?
Now, what would you say? How would you say no?
Micho.
Hmm?
Micho.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. Could you say something like there's nothing?
Helena. Helena.
Okay. Can you say I haven't got it?
I'm now, yeah.
How would you say I'm not going?
Tiameme.
How would you say he said yes?
He went to who?
What is the word for respect? If you have like respect for an older person.
I can't think about it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How do you say obey somebody? To obey, like I obeyed him, you know, I'm obeying.
How's
that?
Titompiahu.
I am obeying him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you have a word for enough?
Not here I.
What?
Not here I.
It is enough.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You say it is time. It is enough. It is time.
Time.
Uh-huh. Like for instance, if you were saying, "It's time. It's time we went now," or "It's time."
Tanawana.
Can you say towards, like, towards that?
Wahokwile. Wahokwile.
How?
Wahokwile. Kwile.
Okay. Can you say fix or repair? I am fixing it.
Tanahui amu.
Can you say straighten out? Well, that's the same.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, that's the same. Can you say very rich?
Not here, I hear we are.
Again?
Not here, I hear we are.
It is very rich.
How do you say a rich person?
Here we are. Here we are.
How would you say I am rich?
Da here we are.
Stop dreaming.
No, he's not rich.
I mean you. How would you say I am big?
Cha attawea.
Huh?
Cha attawea. I am big.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a word like huh or something?
Huh, yes.
Does that mean big too?
A big too.
How do you say say that? Would you say that?
How would you say it?
Well, now when he gave us that, remember the word for 100, is it? Where you said,
who are you?
Mm-hmm. 10, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How would you say I am big using this word? Okay, or what you're saying?
How?
Could you say I am big using hua? No.
Hua tawea.
Hua tawea. Big.
Would you say that though, or you wouldn't?
Yes.
You wouldn't? Okay. How would you say I like it?
Tahumu.
Again?
Tahumu.
How was that? I like it again.
Tahumu.
I didn't like it.
Tiahume.
I don't like it.
Tiahume. The same.
You say I didn't like it yesterday?
Tiahume anhochen.
Can we get a word for liking? Liking? Can you say liking?
Can you say
say against, like something against the wall?
Chipata. Chipata.
Now what part of that means against?
Chipata.
The whole thing.
But the whole thing.
How would you say it's against the wall?
Na hopuma. Na hopuma.
Word for a plains Indian?
Uchitain.
More than one?
Uchitain.
Okay. I got riding already. Word for saddle on a horse?
Elken.
How?
Elken.
Okay, more than one?
Elken.
Again, one saddle?
El kene.
More than one?
El kene.
Okay. Can you say, I am in pain or it hurts me? Something, it hurts me?
Tahulchanu.
Again?
Tahulchanu.
Means I?
Am in pain.
Am in pain. Can you just say, it hurts?
Tahul.
Tahul, I hurt.
I hurt.
This is tape 650713. Continuation of Taos vocabulary. How would you say in Pekaris, what? Just, if you're going to ask a question, what?
Hey.
How?
Hey.
Mm-hmm. How would you say, what are you doing?
Hey, and ah.
Okay.
What is that form, when they say, hele, what does that mean?
What is it?
Oh, what is it?
Uh-huh. How would you say, what is it?
Hele.
Again?
Hele.
Okay. If someone greets you in the street and says hello, how would you answer him? What would you answer?
Heya Choho.
Huh?
Heya Choho.
What does that mean?
Oh, how is it?
What would he say to you? Oh, yeah, if you
Hey, na.
How?
Pachihu. Pachihu. I'm around. Pachihu.
Mm-hmm. Would you say that that word of greeting? What is it?
Hey, a choho. Oh, a kowa is the greeting. See?
Mm-hmm. What was the other one?
A kowa.
Oh, that's the one you gave us the other day.
Yes.
And what does that mean?
Hello.
How is it again?
Hello.
No, what is it?
Akoa.
Okay. What is this? What is the word for a Jemez Indian?
Jemez Indian, that's what I was trying to find out the other
day. How many? What do you?
Is it something like Jemez?
Yeah, that's Jemez is almost Spanish. Jemez.
Yeah.
But it's Indian too, Jemez.
Yeah,
how would you say more than one?
Hey, many.
One again? One Jemez Indian?
Hey, many.
More than one?
Hey, many.
Okay. How would you say, what do you want?
Haleo ameahu.
Huh?
Haleo ameahu.
What is it you want, is what you said, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, supposing someone says nothing, how would he answer you?
Helena.
Okay. Can you say why someone wants?
Heche.
Huh?
Heche.
Okay.
Heche.
Does it mean anything else besides why?
That's all. Why?
How would you say because? Could you say because?
Use the same word. That is, if someone says, "Why did you do that?" and you say, "Because I thought it was best," or something like that, would you say,
"Heche achipa"?
What does that mean?
I don't know why. Heche achipa.
Why? I don't know. Okay. Could you say, anyway?
We chupa when.
Huh?
We chupa when.
What does that mean?
Anyway.
It's different from that one, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Do you have a word which means, filthy or dirty? Not clean?
Not here, achi.
Huh?
Achi.
What does that mean?
You're dirty.
You're dirty.
Mm.
Again?
Achi.
How can you say it's dirty for some?
No, achi.
Can you say, we have what already? How would you say there is?
Inneo.
Hmm. Okay. How could you say there is a cat? There is a cat.
I just Spanish. Inomosan. Y no more son.
How would you say there isn't any?
Helewawea.
Again?
Helewawea.
What does that mean?
There ain't any.
What does the first part mean?
Hele.
What is that?
Anything.
Anything. Okay.
Wawea means there isn't any.
While
we are, it isn't, or something like that.
While
we are,
yeah.
How do you say, what kind of a thing is that? What kind?
Helena, she in New York.
Again?
Helena, she in New York.
Okay. How would you say it's all the same?
Hotate.
What does that mean?
It's all the same. Hotate.
Okay. Can you say I wonder or I'm wondering?
Tapine.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
What is the word for a stone?
Hewin.
Again?
Hewin.
And more than one?
Hewin.
Okay. How would you say it's rocky?
Nahiwe.
Okay. Well, how would you call... excuse me. Little stones or pebbles?
Hewtseleone.
Again?
Hewtseleone.
Itty bitty stone. Okay. Okay. How would you say how? Like.
Hey on.
Again?
Hey on.
How is it? Okay, how is it on? What is the word for cement? Could you say something like stone flower, or isn't that something you would use?
Hewtune. Stone flower.
Does that mean cement?
Cement, yeah.
Okay, again?
Hewtune.
Is there anywhere around here, around Picarice, some stones maybe that have pictures on them, pictographs?
That
look like kind of writing. What does that mean?
Picture on the rock.
Are there any around here?
Are there any around here that you know of? Any old ones that?
Not like picture that I know of.
Well, are there any are there drawings on the rocks or writings like?
Just round. That's like a spear, that's all.
Where are those?
Those are up here in the canyon.
Oh, there are some in the canyon. Do you know where they are?
Yes,
have you seen
on the
them?
Side of that road, yes.
I wonder if
on that rock.
Go there to see them sometime. What do you call those then?
Hewt.
Again?
Hewt.
What does that mean?
Painted rock.
And are there any stories about them who made the paintings on the rock?
And I didn't know the story about it, but they were marked by old Indians.
Were they just old Indians?
Yeah, long time ago.
Do you know if there's?
I don't know whether it was the patches or from here.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody know what they're supposed to mean? Can anybody tell what they mean, or don't you know about that?
No, I don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anybody here left who might know this, do you think?
I don't know. Jesus, of course, he had older folks.
Mm-hmm.
Is he back?
Or Juan Jose.
Juan Jose might know that?
Is Jesus back, or is he still
no,
there?
No, he's today. He's not back yet.
Uh-huh.
They sent word yesterday.
Did you say Jose?
Juan Jose.
Juan Jose
might know. What does he mean something? It'd be sort of interesting to find out if we can. Why don't you? Yeah, that's what we have. Okay. Can you say, how would you say in Picari, what we would say like also or and, you know, in addition, is there one word? Like, haba?
Like how?
Like, well, when you're saying, for instance, if you're talking and you have said something and then you say, and also, or...
You want to make, add something to it. I mean, like, how would this be in Pickens?
Anything like hum?
Heme.
How would you say that? How would you say, what would be the closest thing in English for that expression?
Let's see, what was it in English?
We're trying to get something that means and, or then, or the next thing, you know, when you're...
Also, when
you're
adding
to
this.
You tell him something, then you say, and then.
Away we put. And then, that's when I got it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. How do you do that again?
Away we put.
Can you say, ha?
Away we put. Yeah.
What does that mean in the Picaris? What's the closest thing in English to you?
Again, I guess the closest.
Yeah.
Okay. What was this hemmed that you gave us? What does that mean? What's the closest thing in English for that?
For what?
The hemmed.
Hemmed.
Yeah.
Don't you.
What is
closer,
it?
Closer, don't you.
Don't you. Yeah, like in French. Okay. Can you say it's enough? How would you say it's enough?
Ho'ahenoha.
What's the closest thing in English for that expression?
That's enough.
That's enough. Okay. What part of that means enough?
All the word it means. Oh, enough.
Okay. How would you say go away?
Ameha.
How?
Ameha.
What does that mean?
You go away.
Okay. How would you say, supposing someone asked you when? How would you say when?
Chunan.
How?
Chunan.
And then we want to answer long ago.
So chunake. So chunake.
Supposing you want to tell someone who is leaving to wait, how would you say wait?
Hello.
Huh?
Hello.
Does that mean just wait? Not wait. You? Just wait.
Just wait.
Doesn't mean you wait. No. Just wait. Okay. How would you say? What's that?
You wait.
That's the word to wait.
Yeah.
You wait.
Yeah.
The other, how long?
Okay. Do you have a word for fade? Something that is that fades? Like, huh? Or hun?
That's old poo here.
What is that?
It's getting brown.
It's getting brown.
I have poo here. It's getting gray.
You use both expressions for when it's fading. Is that, what does that apply to? Like clothes or?
Anything. Anything.
Well, what would that mean? When would you say this? Referring to
what? When it's getting gray.
Yeah, but what would be getting gray or brown? What would be fading?
Anything. Either this one or either anything. Either outside. Either on the dirt.
The dirt?
It means anything is getting gray.
Well, if you're talking about something like cloth that's, or something that's painted, and when it gets faded, you know, and you can hardly see it. Do you have a word for that? It's fading.
If I hear Chanu.
No?
If I hear Chanu.
What does that mean? What does that mean?
It's getting gray.
It's getting gray. Mm-hmm. Oh. How would you say, I'm picking up or grasping or taking?
I'm picking up grass.
No.
You know,
I'm
something if you
it
take
up.
It up with a hand,
taking
you're taking it,
up it
with your hand.
The hi hu.
Huh?
The hi hu.
And I took it.
The hi.
And I didn't take it.
The ahake.
And I'm going to take it.
The high.
And
I'm not going to take it.
The high.
And it's been taken.
At the high.
Would you say that one again? That last.
At the high.
Do you have a game called that's played with corn strings?
How's that?
A game that's played with corn strings?
That one I don't know.
Okay. Oh, here's a nice one. A yawn when someone is sleepy. A yawn.
Yahoo. I'm yawning. Sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Again?
The chi ha yahoo, or either the ha yahoo.
What's the difference between?
The other one is sleeping, the chi ha yahoo. And this other one, the ha yahoo, I'm yawning.
I'm yawning. Mm-hmm. What is the sleepiness part in the first one you gave us? The chi?
Ha yahoo.
What is the chi?
Sleep.
Sleep. Uh-huh. Do you have a word that means just the yawn itself, like one yawn or two yawns?
The high yawn.
No, I'm yawning. Okay. Can you say I am breathing out?
The high yawn.
Huh?
The high yawn.
Okay.
Can do you say something like Ha he he breathed out or something like that?
Ha liahu.
Ha liahu. different subject, same base.
Okay. Can you say to breathe, like I am breathing?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That's what you got. Okay. Is there a word for breath itself? Breath?
Ha-emo.
Huh?
Ha-emo.
And more than one? I want you to say that.
Ha-emo.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Got these then. Mm-hmm. Okay, I guess we have these. The word for a seashell?
Like the one they have in the name of for Santa Fe, you know? Is it something like Ha-Lenny?
Ha-Lenny, yes.
Could you say that, please?
Ha-Lenny.
That would be one of them. More than one?
Ha-Lenny.
Mm-hmm. Do we have a word for respect or obedience?
Ton père, oui. Ton père, who?
How was that again?
Ton père, oui.
Ton père,
oui. That means I.
Respect.
How do you say when you want somebody to obey you? How do you say, I'm obeying him?
A ton père,
chi. What does that
chi
mean?
That's the future.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I will obey him. Mm-hmm. Yes, we tried to get this last time and we couldn't. I remember.
What is the name of Santa Fe?
Campana.
Mm-hmm. What is the word for a lung?
The lung that you breathe.
Ha-lone?
Anything like ha-lone? Can you say that?
Ha-lone, yeah. Ha-lone.
Would you say that again, please?
Ha-lone.
More than one?
Ha-lone, the same.